The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this little reminder from Women's Day about some upcoming days worth celebrating. First, the 24th is United Nations Day. Then the 25th, International Artist Day. And the 27th is Navy Day. I don't know if they mean the color or the armed force, but either way, we can celebrate, right? We can find a way from good housekeeping. Question, is there a healthier way to do Halloween? Answer, only if you want to take all the fun out of it. I'd rather you indulge in a little bit of the real thing than resort to alternatives that may be full of artificial sweeteners, only to leave yourself craving even more of the real stuff. That said, there are simple swaps you can make that don't have as much added sugar or as many artificial ingredients and dyes. Just keep in mind that sugar is sugar, whether or not it's organic. So, some sweet tooth swaps. Instead of regular M&Ms, try peanut M&Ms. Why? You shouldn't have to give up that chocolate goodness. Instead, opt for the kind with peanuts. They include some healthy fats and protein to help keep you full. Instead of candy corn, go with chocolate kisses. Candy corn has no nutritional value. It's mostly sugar and artificial food dyes, and it's gone in a flash. But you can have 5 Hershey's Kisses for just a little over 100 calories. Chocolate-covered raisins? Well, instead of those, chocolate-covered almonds. The healthy fats, fiber, and protein in the almonds will keep you fuller longer than raisins, which are higher in sugar. A few can be quite satisfying, so you won't need to keep munching. Instead of gummy worms, go with Smart Sweets. If you're watching your added sugar intake, alternatives like Smart Sweets mimic those chewy candies you love with only a small amount of sugar. No fake colors either. The vivid hues come from fruit and veggie juices. The brand's peach rings were a tester favorite. And instead of fruit snacks, go with solely fruit gummies. Traditional fruit snacks are not actual fruit, but solely's Soley's fruit gummies are composed of real fruit and vitamin C, and that's it. Kids and adult testers alike loved them. And from Celebrate magazine, Fright Night, treat yourself to an adults-only evening of chills and thrills with one or more of these spooky films. Comfy couch? Check. Sweet treats? Check. Scary flick? Take your pick. Whether you enjoy campy horror or true terror, here are 19 fiendish flicks to suit your mood on a well-deserved Just for Grown-Ups movie night. First up is a campy horror film, Beetlejuice, from 1988, starring Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Gina Davis, directed by Tim Burton. Next, a psychological terror called Get Out, from 2017, starring Daniel Kaluuya, Allison Williams, Bradley Whitford, directed by Jordan Peele. Next up, Child's Play. This is a killer thriller, starring Catherine Hicks, Chris Sarandon, Alex Vincent, and directed by Tom Holland. Next one, another psychological terror, A Quiet Place, from 2018, starring Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, Millicent Simmons. This was directed by John Krasinski. Next, a mildly macabre piece called Death Becomes Her, from 1992, starring Meryl Streep and Bruce Willis and Goldie Hawn. This was directed by Robert Zemeckis. Halloween, from 1978, is a killer thriller, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, Donald Pleasance, PJ Souls, and it was directed by John Carpenter. Then we've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is a campy horror one from 1975, starring Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, and Barry Bostwick. This was directed by Jim Sharman. Extraordinary from 2019. This is another campy horror piece starring Maeve Higgins, Barry Ward, and Claudia O'Doherty, directed by Michael Ahern and Enda Laufman. Here's one called Paranormal Activity from 2009. This is a psychological terror starring Katie Featherston, Micah Sloat, and Mark Fredericks, directed by Oren Peli. Megan, only the E has been turned around to be a 3, from 2022. This was just last year. This is a campy horror piece starring Allison Williams, Violet McGraw, and Ronnie Cheung, directed by Gerald Johnstone. Here's a classic, Poltergeist from 1982. This is a psychological terror piece starring Jo Beth Williams, Heather O'Rourke, and Craig T. Nelson. Was directed by Toby Hooper. Practical Magic is a mildly macabre piece from 1998, starring Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, and Stockard Channing, and directed by Griffin Dunn. The Shining, 1980. This is a psychological terror piece starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall, and it was directed by Stanley Kubrick. Hocus Pocus. This is mildly macabre from 1993, starring Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy. It was directed by Kenny Ortega. Then we have Scream. This is the killer thriller from 1996, starring Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and David Arquette, directed by Wes Craven. From all the way back in 1968, Rosemary's Baby. This is a psychological terror piece, starred Mia Farrow, and was directed by Roman Polanski. Next, A Nightmare on Elm Street from 1984. This is a killer thriller, starring John Saxton and Robert Englund, and was directed by Wes Craven. Next, Trick or Treat, a mildly macabre piece from 2007, starring Dylan Baker. It was directed by Michael Dougherty. And you can't have a Halloween without The Blair Witch Project from 1999. This is a psychological terror starring Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard. It was directed by Daniel Myrick and Eduardo Sanchez. From Good Housekeeping, Frights for Every Level of Bravery. When you want to get into the Halloween spirit, gather the family, pop the popcorn, and watch one of these kid-friendly movies. For preschoolers, Kiki's Delivery Service. This movie is from legendary animation director Hayao Miyazaki, director of My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo, and other acclaimed films from Japan's Studio Ghibli. It's about a good witch who uses her flying broom to start a delivery service, so it ranks low on the scare scale. Plus, it's got a cute cat. All this makes for an excellent first Halloween film for new movie watchers, and it's available for streaming on Max. For younger elementary schoolers, Toy Story of Terror. Many things make this good for younger viewers, starting with its length. It's only 22 minutes long, so it's perfect to throw on when you just want a dash of thrills. Fans of Woody, Buzz, and Jessie, and all their friends can watch Bonnie's toys try to rescue Mr. Potato Head after he goes missing in a spooky roadside hotel, while parents can get a kick out of the way the short plays with old B-movie conventions. This is available for streaming on Disney Plus. For older elementary schoolers, Monster House. There are haunted house movies and there are monster movies. This one combines the two into a tale in which a house is a monster and three friends have to figure out how to defeat it before it destroys the neighborhood. It was made using motion capture, which gives the animated performances an eerie human quality. It's available for streaming on Netflix. And last, for tweens, Wendell and Wilde. This was written by Jordan Peele of Get Out fame and directed by Henry Selick of Coraline, and somehow maintains the sensibilities of both. It has the social consciousness of a Peele movie and the stop-motion creepiness of a Selick movie. It's about a 13-year-old girl who, racked with guilt over the death of her parents, teams up with two irresponsible demons who promise to bring them back if she helps them escape the underworld. This is available for streaming on Netflix. From Good Housekeeping, a quick Halloween DIY, and I do mean quick, but it will require a trip to the store, probably. Slytherin Smoke. Loosely wrap toy snakes around black taper candle holders for a subtle scare. So they're showing four different black candle holders with black taper candles in them, and each one has a different kind of rubber snake wrapped around it, and it definitely gives a mood. Also, they say you can use toy snakes as napkin rings for a dinner. From Real Simple, Rug Works. General cleaning and care. These basic guidelines help keep just about any type of rug in tip-top shape. Vacuum. Do it at least once a week, but shoot for two or three times if you've got kids, pets, or lots of foot traffic. Twice a year, flip over all your area rugs and vacuum the bottoms, then rotate them to ensure even wear over time. Fix indentations. To undo dents from furniture legs, place an ice cube in the divot. As the ice slowly melts, it'll fluff up the fibers. Afterward, point a fan toward the rug to help it dry and prevent mold and mildew. Get rid of pet hair. Remove fur with a carpet scraper, like the Uproot Cleaner Pro, rubber carpet rake, or even a window squeegee. Use short strokes to help pull off embedded hairs. Clean up pet messes. An enzymatic cleaner will break down and deodorize the stain. Whatever formula you use, we like War on Pee. Pick up any chunks first, then follow product directions. Spot treat stains. On most rugs, spills can be treated with this all-purpose DIY mixture. 1 cup of rubbing alcohol, 1 cup of water, and a teaspoon of dish soap. If the mess is fresh, lightly pat it with a white paper towel, color-fast cloth, or a soft bristle toothbrush to absorb most of the stain. Then dip a fresh cloth into the cleaning solution, wringing it out so it's not soaking, and dab the stain, gently rubbing it away. Blot with a dry cloth. Repeat if necessary. Once you've lifted as much as you can, dab the area with a fresh cloth dipped in clean water to pick up residual soap, then blot dry. Use a fan to dry the rug. Don't skip the rug pad. It not only keeps the rug in place, it helps protect the floor from spills that could otherwise seep through and cause damage. Vacuum the rug pads when you do those rotations we talked about. Rug-specific pointers? Because some need a different kind of love, keep reading for recommendations, and they say always follow a rug's care label. If the tag is missing in action or you need extra help, you can follow these instructions. For jute rugs to spot clean, use the DIY solution we just suggested, but be stingy. This natural fiber does not like water. Too much can discolor the strands. And skip the toothbrush, as it could frizz up the plant fibers. As a last resort, flip it over. Many jute rugs have the same weave on the opposite side. For shag rugs, to vacuum, pull out the vacuum's brush bar, the rotating roller in the head, if you can, to prevent tangling. Start at one side of the rug and vacuum the whole thing. Then turn it 90 degrees and vacuum the rug again. Repeat until you've vacuumed from all four directions. Do the entire dance two or three times. This approach moves the fibers around so you really get in there. Killam and flat weave rugs to spot clean. Blot spills on both sides with a clean towel before applying our cleaning solution. If the rug is cotton, use the solution sparingly. Too much could discolor or shrink the fibers. A synthetic rug like polypropylene can handle more water. Make sure it's dry before putting it back. And for wool, to spot clean, test a small area first. Some wool rugs are mixed with other fibers that can bleed. Fill a bucket with cool water and 1 to 2 tablespoons of a detergent like Woolite. Lightly rub it into stains with a sponge. Wipe up suds with a clean, damp sponge. Then blot dry with a clean towel. And some of the things that they mentioned, tools for the job. The one power emerge pet with all terrain dual brush roll nozzle vacuum. It's available from Hoover.com. I will spell it O-N-E-P-W-R, Emerge Pet, with all-terrain dual brush roll nozzle. That's available for about $330 from Hoover. The Uproot Cleaner Pro, this is something like to pull the pet hair out of the carpeting, just a little hand tool that's not powered by anything. $17 at uprootclean.com. UPROOTCLEAN.com. War on Pee, they mentioned. It's an odor and stain remover concentrate. $11 for 1 quart. Look it up on encapstore.com. encapstore.com. And a natural rubber rug pad for underneath your rug from $19, depending on size, roomandboard.com, roomandboard.com. And in other rug news, from Real Simple, mistakes you didn't know you were making, from Area Rugs. Los Angeles-based interior designer Jackie Searman rolls out suggestions for fixing common slip-ups and getting a space that'll floor you. There are 3 bullet items. First, you're not spending enough. Invest in a rug. It will perform better over time and save you money in the long run, Searman says. You'll also avoid wasting afternoons vacuuming up tumbleweeds. Cheaper rugs often mean cheaper quality. Look for one that's tightly woven. The more knots per square inch, the more durable the rug tends to be. Next, you're going too small. Your space will seem off if your rug doesn't fit properly. In most cases, at least the front legs of all your furniture, chairs, sofas, side tables, everything, should be on the rug. It's like a picnic. You want everyone on the blanket, not on the grass, Searman says. To determine the ideal size, put your stuff in place and measure around it. And last, you're picking the wrong texture. Different rooms have different needs. Searman recommends choosing something more luxurious, like mohair or plush wool for the bedroom, as a treat when you step out of bed. In high traffic areas, go with a flatter weave. It'll hold up better and be less of a tripping hazard, she says. No matter what, don't skip the rug pad. And from Woman's Day, just a reminder that the 31st of October is Halloween. From Woman's Day also, I've got a recipe for fish chowder sheet pan bake. 15 minutes active time. Total time is 30, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound small yellow potatoes, about 16, halved lengthwise. 2 small red onions cut into half-inch thick wedges. 4 slices of bacon cut into half-inch pieces. 1 tablespoon mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard. 1 teaspoon finely grated lemon zest. 1/4 cup panko. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 tablespoon thyme leaves. 4 6-ounce pieces of cod fillet, at least 1 inch thick, and black pepper. Heat oven to 450. Pile potatoes and onions in the center of a rimmed baking sheet and scatter bacon on top. Roast 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, combine mayonnaise, mustard, and lemon zest. In second bowl, combine panko with oil, then fold in thyme. Season the fish with 1/2 teaspoon pepper, then spread with the mayonnaise mixture and sprinkle with the panko. Remove baking sheet from oven and reduce oven temperature to 425. Toss potato and onion mixture together. Then spread in even layer, arranging potatoes cut sides down. Nestle the fish pieces among vegetables and roast until fish is opaque throughout and potatoes are golden brown and tender, 12 to 15 minutes. For your Halloween party, from Celebrate magazine, dip and drizzle sweet monsters. These devilishly delicious treats will have everyone howling for more. The first one, your base, is Oreo cookies. You make Batty Bats. Coat your cream-filled sandwich cookies in melted chocolate. Use candy eyes and or melted white chocolate for the fangs and features. And then cut cookies in half, other cookies, not the ones you've dipped in chocolate, and use those as your wings, both halves sticking out from behind the head. For some haunted ghosties, the base on this is Nutter Butter cookies, those ones that are shaped like a peanut. Dip your peanut-shaped peanut butter sandwich cookies in melted white chocolate, and they leave just the bottom part, the part that you hold on to it, bare, so that it looks like a sheet or ghost has been, you know, placed over most of the cookie. Then place mini chocolate chips for the eyes and mouth. Very cute. And for spooky mummies, drizzle melted white chocolate onto small or cut in half candy bars, and then add candy eyes. And the way you drizzle is to make it look like mummy wrappings, crisscross back and forth across the whole length of the rectangular cookie. Then add eyes, and you're done. These are very cute and simple. From Woman's Day, gnocchi with sausage and green beans. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 25, and this serves four. We need one 17.5-ounce package of shelf-stable potato gnocchi, 2.5 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 8-ounce Italian sausage, casings removed, 8 ounces of green beans trimmed, 4 cloves of garlic thinly sliced, 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1 5-ounce package of baby kale, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, ricotta cheese for serving, grated Parmesan cheese for serving. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss the gnocchi with 1.5 tablespoons oil and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Arrange in an even layer. Break off sausage pieces and add to the pan. Roast 10 minutes. In a medium bowl, toss green beans and garlic with remaining tablespoon of oil, red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Toss the gnocchi and sausage on baking sheet. Scatter green bean mixture on top and roast until everything is golden brown and tender, 8 to 10 minutes more. Scatter kale over the pan and roast until wilted, 2 minutes. Toss with lemon zest. Serve over ricotta and sprinkle with Parmesan if desired. And they have a little Woman's Day test kitchen tip. Swap out the green beans for broccoli or cauliflower florets. Toss with the sausage gnocchi mixture, adding 1 tablespoon more oil. Then roast all together so that it comes out different every time, right? Switch the veggie. From Real Simple, roasted squash seeds. And they offer three ways to do it. Heat oven to 300. Rinse squash seeds in cool water, then dry completely. Toss with olive oil, 1.5 teaspoons per cup of seeds, and then a generous pinch of kosher salt. Spread in an even layer on a rimmed baking sheet. Roast for 20 minutes. Let cool slightly, then add your flavorings, which I've got three down below here. Spread the seeds in an even layer again and roast for another 10 minutes. They'll continue to crisp as they cool. So here are your three flavoring options. First, curry lime. Toss 1 cup of seeds with 1 teaspoon of honey, 1/2 teaspoon lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon lime zest, 1/2 teaspoon curry powder, and 1 pinch of kosher salt. For rosemary garlic Parmesan flavor, toss 1 cup of seeds with 1 tablespoon grated Parmesan, 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon crushed dried rosemary, and 1 pinch kosher salt. And for pumpkin spice flavor, Toss 1 cup of seeds with 1 teaspoon maple syrup, 1 teaspoon melted butter, 1 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, and 1 pinch of kosher salt. From Good Housekeeping, customizable egg muffins. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 35. Nonstick cooking spray, 8 large eggs, 1 cup of milk, kosher salt and pepper, pico, sweet potato, or cream cheese filling. And I've got those recipes here. Heat oven to 350. Coat a 12-cup muffin pan with nonstick spray. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, milk, everything bagel seasoning, if filling with the cream cheese mixture, and a half teaspoon each, salt and pepper. Divide half of the egg mixture among prepared muffin cups, followed by your desired fillings, which I'm going to go over in a minute, except for grated cheese, and then remaining egg mixture. Then top with grated cheese, if you're using it, and bake until puffed and set, 20 to 25 minutes. So here are your options for the different fillings. Pico and pepper jack filling. You need 1 1/4 cups of pico de gallo drained and 4 ounces of pepper jack cheese coarsely grated, or about 1 1/2 cups. For roasted sweet potato, spinach, and cheddar option, you need 1 roasted sweet potato, roughly chopped, 1 cup, 1 1/2 cups baby spinach, roughly chopped, and 2 ounces of cheddar cheese, coarsely grated, 3/4 cup. Cream cheese and everything bagel seasoning flavor, 1 tablespoon of everything bagel seasoning for the egg mixture, then 4 ounces cold cream cheese cut into 1/2-inch pieces, and 6 scallions thinly sliced, or about 1 cup. And this recipe, however you customize it, makes 12 egg muffins. To make ahead, freeze your egg muffins individually wrapped in plastic for up to a month. Then to reheat, remove plastic wrap and microwave each muffin wrapped in damp paper towel until warmed through, about 2 minutes each. And from the Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab, question, I love eggs, but should I eat the yolk? Answer, yes, by all means. Egg white omelets were all the rage when folks were trying to cut out fat completely, but the yolk is nutrient dense and delicious. A whole large egg comes in at roughly 70 calories with 6 grams of protein. The yolk does contain some fat, but it's such a small amount in exchange for all the nutritional goodness in the yellow center. Choline to support brain function, and lutein and zeaxanthin to promote eye health, among others. Good Housekeeping nutritionists approve Eggland's Best eggs are even more turbocharged. They contain 6 times the vitamin D and 10 times the vitamin E of ordinary eggs. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.